enjoy these sounds. CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.
start things off there. The funky selection from the 1970, a documentary about the theory regarding ancient astronauts visiting the Earth. It was called Chariots of the Gods, question mark, afterwards. And that was the Peter Thomas Sound Orchestra with the cue Stars and Rockets, which does pop up from time to time on various created compilations. And then we just heard from Newcastle upon Tyne. That was Dubstar with their take on the new wave one-hit gem by The Passions. That was I'm in Love with a German Film Star. And that appeared on a 2010 Amnesty International tribute album called Peace. And Dubstar are a trio that features members from bands such as Technique and Client. And there's talk that they'll be recording some new music soon. And in the background, this is Dunjan, all the way from Sweden with Varsnab. This is off the 2010 album Skit Ye Out. So good evening, everyone, again. Welcome to yet another episode of Exploding Head Movies here. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's merry little community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM, 88.5 on the Shaw Cable Wonder, and then you find us on the internet at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be distributing all these sonic gold nuggets here until 9 p.m. You can always call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So as how this episode started, it should give us a little indication what we're heading for here. So it's going to be German music primarily. That'll be our main theme starting around 8 o'clock, or for those of you on the podcast, around the 30-minute mark. So the music will get rather Teutonic. At one point, I was going to profile German composer Peter Thomas for the entire show, but in light of a recent viewing by me of the 2006 film Lives of Others, I opted to go with Gabriel Yared and Stefan Muschas' score, and we'll actually have a little bit of some East German songs that pop up during the film. However, let's get some Canadian music out of the way here first, although Colin Stetson, the baritone saxophonist extraordinaire, is originally a man from Michigan, but he's calling Montreal home primarily right now. CITR, this very station, is proud to present Colin Stetson, along with Sarah Neufeld, who's a violinist for the Arcade Fire, and then composer-pianist Gregory Rigaud at the Western Front, at the corner of East 8th and Scotia. And that'll be this coming weekend, May 5th and May 6th. So, from New History, Warfare Volume 2, Colin Judges, this is Colin Stetson with The Righteous Wrath of the Honorable Man here on Exploding Head Movies. CITR, Vancouver. I'm sorry.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This May in Discorder, sit down for a chat with local thrash punk sensations, New Sensei. Get well acquainted with Peace before their new album drops. Find out if Weed the Band is better than the substance. And discover the response from members of Prestronaut on the controversies surrounding bands and crowdsourced funding. As always in Discorder, get your healthy dose of Venue News, Filmstrip, take a look at our beautiful calendar, browse the always-changing CITR program guide, tech up bits of Mark DeLong's art project on your bedroom walls, take in some reviews of music both recorded and live, and all the other goodies you know and love. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Back. We have a whole bunch of shiny, wonderful new lights here on the board. Thanks, Chris the engineer, for all his work. I'm sure he's probably somewhere in the back right now, jostling a whole bunch of cables here as he keeps CITR running and broadcasting live to you. In background, this is the Orquesta Cubana de Música Moderna. And this is Vehicle, funky number from 1972. And this can be easily found on the Si Para Usted Volume 2 or Volume 2. The funky beats of revolutionary Cuba. That last set started off with Con Stetson and the Righteous Wrath of an Honorable Man. And then we heard Montreal Metal Stoners, Yamantaka, Sonic Titan, with Oak of Guernica. And that's off their YTST album from last year. And Yamantaka, Sonic Titan are finally hitting the road. So mark May 28th on your calendar as they're going to be playing a little more cabaret. Up next, we're going to have a couple songs by Edmonton's Purity Ring, the synth act that's riding a strong wave of goodwill right now. And the big news is that Purity Ring have signed on to the 4AD label, and their debut album, Shrines, will be released this July through Last Gang. We'll actually take care of the Canadian distribution. We'll listen to a preview track that you can actually get through the band's website before and hear one of their older songs. So from the forthcoming Shrines, this is Purity Ring with Obi Deer on CITR Vancouver.
My eyes is familiar, I still demand.
Double shot at Edmonton's Purity Ring there. We start off with Obadir from their forthcoming debut, Shrines. And then from a 7-inch release last, yeah, that was the A-side, Ungirthed. Purity Ring will be playing Sasquatch this year, so that's only just 4 weeks away. And I mean the gorgeous gorge in eastern Washington State. And Purity Ring will also have a handful of tour dates opening for the Dirty Projectors. No word yet on much in the way of West Coast dates, but if they do come to Vancouver, well, cross your fingers. I'm sure they will. In the background, this is James Newton Howard with Escaping the Ghetto from his 2008 Oscar-nominated score to the film Defiance. And we'll be dipping into the German songs shortly, but first, we'll play a little Explosions in the Sky here. The Austin, Texas instrumental act released their Take Care, Take Care, Take Care album last year. And if you have the physical album, the case that it came in can be folded into a one-room house. They also are going to be playing Sasquatch, and it looks like on the schedule that May 25th is their night. So this is Explosions in the Sky with Postcard from 1952 here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak, and this is Exploding Head Movies.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Just heard Explosions in the Sky, and that was Postcard from 1952, and that's off Take Care, Take Care, Take Care. And in the background here, this is Faust, the krautrock band from the rural region of Wumme in Germany, and this is off their 1999 album Ravivando. One of their great sort of reunion albums. They reunited in 1990, even though their heyday was in the 70s. And this song is Ein Neuer Tag, or A New Day. And there's actually a great track on this album called Take Care that would have fit in thematically, but I kind of like how Ein Neuer Tag sounds here. Again, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. So for the rest of this show, we are all Teutonic, ruthlessly efficient, friendly, smiling music. So yeah, primarily German originating, mostly German sounding as well too, but there's going to be a few little kinks along the way here. I played a lot of krautrock in past episodes, so I'm going to steer away from that for a little bit more of a different sound here. And this first set is going to start off with Stereo Total from Berlin. That's a duo featuring Françoise Cactus, formerly of the West Berlin band Les Lolitas, and then Brezel Göring. And since 1993, Stereo Total has been mixing lo-fi production with fizzy sugar pop, singing either in English, French, or German. Their most recent album is 2010's Baby Ooh. And from that album, this is Stereo Total with something that translates to You're Good to Birds. Du bist gut zu Vögeln.
Du bist gut zu Vögeln, ja, das ist deine Art. Du bist gut zu Vögeln, das bist du in der Tat. Du bist gut zu Vögeln, ja, das ist deine Art. Du bist gut zu Vögeln, das bist du in der Tat. Mit dem Fernglas siehst du los, wenn ich noch nicht warm bin. Wenn die wilden Schwäne fliegen, die aus dem Norden ziehen. Du fliegst aus das Hotelchen, so ein süßes Kerlchen. Du erzählst dem Kiebitz einen müden Witz. Du bist gut zu Vögeln, ja, das ist deine Art. Blaue Meise, du sagst adieu, Mansel, hältst du deiner Amsel. Die lidische Elster ist für dich wie eine Schwester. Sogar mit dem Wunschpech kommst du ganz gut zurecht.
Quick, quick.
Die größte Note im Ornithologenreservat. Oh, nimm mich in deine Vogelwelt, damit sie auch mir gefällt. Du zu Vögeln. Ja, das ist deine Art. Du bist gut zu Vögeln. Das bist du in der Tat. Du bist gut zu Vögeln. Ja, das ist deine Art. Du bist gut zu Vögeln. Das bist du in der Tat. Dicky, 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 Junge, dicky, Junge, dicky, 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 Junge, dicky, Junge, little boy, dicky, dicky, Junge, dicky.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Die Männer waren nervös und wurden furchtbar böse. Sie wurden nicht.
was a nice low set there, which started off with Stereo Total with Du bist gut so wirklich. Then we heard a band that actually began in Berlin before they moved to LA, since the band members actually were American. That was Electrocute with Paul PM there with a little sort of rap of sorts. That was Kleiner Dicker Juna, which translates as short, fat boy. That appears on a 2000 EP, self-titled, but also is on their 2004 album, Troublesome Bubblegum, which sort of caught the tail end of the Berlin electro clash scene, but more on like on the Chicks on Speed tip there. Then we closed with Die Donau und die Marinas with Fred vom Jupiter, or Drops of Jupiter, which was the primary single from their only true album, 1981's Blumen und Narzissen, Flowers and Daffodils. At the time, that was what Andreas Doro went as his alias, and he sort of morphed from his new wave roots since then, and he is still active. And in the background, this is a staple of the German classical scene. This is Richard Strauss with an Alpine Symphony for the Night. Eine Alpensymphonie Nacht. And this version was used in the 2009 film Bronson, which itself merits its own profile one day here on Exploding Head Movies. Next up is going to be Veronica Fischer, who used to sing with the East Berlin jazz rock act Pantare before she went solo. Her debut album is 1977's Veronica Fischer and Band, and that band actually pops up later on their own with a different name when we get to the profile on The Lives of Others. The song actually is also easily found on Volume 2 of the Funky Fraulein series. And in English, this is called Hey, We Ride by Train. So this is Veronica Fischer and Band with Hey, Wir fahren mit dem Zug. We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Bitterstein City. That was Lederhosen Lucille with Mine and Augen, or My Eyes, and that's off her 2003 album Tales from the Pantry. However, in actuality, Lederhosen Lucille is the old alias of Krista Moore, a Kingston, Ontario singer-songwriter who moved to Montreal and created the character of Lederhosen Lucille to sort of combat her dull temp job, to counteract it with a spunky German electronic pop act with a love of food. Moyer toured with Kid Koala, and as Lucille, well, she actually toured, sorry, as Kid, was in tour as Kid Koala. I did have this down at one point. Moore toured with Kid Koala as Lederhosen Lucille before she retired the character to work on her own music. But before she did, she published a book in 2006 called The Joy of Hosen, offering an 8-year pictorial history of Lederhosen Lucille's history. And in the background here, well, it's a couple of Austrian producers, but since German's the official language there, it'll slide. This is B. Fleischmann and Herbert Weichselbaum, and together they're known as Duo 505. And this is Toru Okada, the Japanese title track off their 2004 album, Late. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. It's an all-German episode, or at least it's been German for about 25 minutes now. And one handy word if you're looking for an apartment to rent is Zweiraumwohnung, which is German for two-room apartment. And so the name of this next act, it's the duo of Inge Humpe and Tommy Eckhart. They used to be singers for an act called Neon Babies. But after they wrote a jingle for a German tobacco commercial that became a hit, they became Zweiraumwohnung. We're going to listen to a couple tracks by them. And this one I first heard in a Berlin hostel in the autumn of 2006 when I was backpacking. And this is the title track to their 2005 album, Melancholisch Schön, or Beautiful Melancholy. Doch da ist kein
what kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andy Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming live at CITR.ca. For more information, visit the show's website at thecityfm.wordpress.com.
Are you interested in radio but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.
Tiga's DJ Kicks mix, that was Zweiraumwohnung with their own club mix to Ich und Elaine, me and Elaine. And Zweiraumwohnung have been hanging around California recently, and there's some photos of them working with Dan the Automator, so hopefully some music comes out of that wild pairing. And in the background, this is Karl Orff with Gassenhauer, which is German for popular melody, or hit single, though the subtitle actually alludes to a 16th century lute player. And Orff is a classical composer born in Munich, best known for his opera Carmina Burana and its O Fortuna intro. Here's some Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. We'll get classical for this next little set before dipping into the Lies of Others soundtrack. And this is going to be a composition by Franz Schubert. It's hard, amazing to believe that he died at the age of 31, but he already had 9 symphonies, several operas, and 600 lieder to his name. So this is the conductor baritone Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. accompanied by British-Canadian Gerald Moore on the piano. So from the poems of Wilhelm Miller, we're going to hear from Winterreise. This is The Crow, Die Krähe, here on CITR Vancouver.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Tight-running ship here. We actually lose a Ute Limper track there. It's a shame because I want to have a little bit more Berlin Cabaret, but there actually is going to be something coming up here. And behind me right now is Anne LaPlantaigne with a few selections from her 2003 album, Hamburg. But Berlin is the main area at play for this, or I guess the rest of the show here on Exploding Head Movies. And we're going to focus on the 2006 film The Lies of Others, known in German as Das Leben der Anderen. And the story involves an East German minister asking for surveillance of an actress he's fascinated with. So the story follows a Stasi agent decides to eavesdrop on the actress and her lover, who's a playwright, who doesn't toe the communist line there. The Lies of Others is set in the year of 1984, which is when the song by the East Berlin band Pankow was released as a single. Originally, this appears on their album Kille Kille, but this appears on the German version of the Lies of Others soundtrack. So we're going to listen to Rock'n'Roll im Stadtpark before hearing some more music from that side of the Berlin Wall here on CITR Vancouver.
Hey!
There were three songs from the soundtrack to The Lies of Others there. We started off with Panko with Rock and Roll in Stadtpark. Then we heard 4PS with Ich werde, wenn ich wüsste, dass ich könnte. Would I If I Knew I Could? And that's originally off of the Lied von der Märchenfee 7-inch in 1978. And 4PS were better known as the band that backed up Veronica Fischer, who you heard earlier, Veronica Fischer and Band, or Und Band. So these were the Und Band, 4PS. And then we heard another, or at least a cabaret singer for once, that was Angelica Mann with Champoulied, which is a 1977 single. And all those songs were actually originally through the Amiga label, which was a Soviet-era distributor that somehow allowed all these forms of music to be released, somehow permitted by the East German government, perhaps just to give the spies something to do there. In the background, we're listening to Gabriel Yared here and Stefan Mucha's theme to The Lies of Others. And Yared is a Lebanese composer who won an Oscar for his film score debut to Anthony Minghella's The English Patient back in 1996. Mucha is a Czech composer based in Paris, and Yared originally was slated to be the sole composer for the film, but due to time commitments and other delayed productions, he asked Mucha to assist with some of the themes, and the two worked both together and separately for the music. We're going to begin the set with the theme to the Stasi agent. His name in the film was Weisler, and the primary inspiration for the film that director Florian Henkel von Donnerschmark came up with imagined a lonely surveillance person listening with his headphones, falling for the beauty of the music being played on whoever he was spying on. So from The Lives of Others, this is Gabriel Yared and Stefan Mucha with HGWXX/7. From the Lives of Others, we heard Gabriel Yared and Stefan Murka. We started off with HGWXX-7, and then the music first written for the film, and actually a key part of the story itself. That's Die Sonate von Guten Menschen, or Sonata for a Good Man. And in the background, this is De Verrat, which translates as The Betrayal. The Lives of Others won the Best Foreign Oscar in 2006, and it allowed director Von Donnerschmarck to enter Hollywood, though he came up with the very bad Johnny Depp-Angelina Jolie film, The Tourist. One sad fact from the film is that the actor Ulrich Muhe was on the cusp of a big breakout for his portrayal of the increasingly sympathetic Stasi agent Weisler. But what happened in 2007 is after The Lives of Others won the Best Foreign Oscar, he had actually been contracting stomach cancer, and he passed away at the age of 54. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this Monday, April 30th, 2012. Mayday starts in 3 hours, so we'll let Gavin Walker guide us to May with the jazz show, and then May 1st starts with Canada Post Rock at midnight, and then he'll close our broadcast day around 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast. You can find it via www.citr.ca. Just click on the schedule. You find Exploding Head Movies in the Monday evening time slot there. You also always search iTunes as well, too, for all of CITR's fine programming. You can search Exploding Head Movies there. And you can search it on Facebook as well. On Twitter, I'm 100air. And things I'm working on right now are our Google Plus page and Tumblr. But at the very least, you can always email me, radiofreegack@gmail.com. So next week, we're going to take a look at an English composer, arranger, and producer, John Schroeder. He's written some music for film, and he also covers a fair bit of covers as well. So next week should be light and frothy fun. So we're going to close with one of the jazz songs from the Lives of Others soundtrack. This is Dorothy Elson on vocals, along with Ernst Ludwig Petrovsky on the saxophone, along with the Manfred Ludwig Sextet. So from 1963, this is E.W. aus Grusch. So good night, Vancouver, and auf Wiedersehen.
Had to let that one play. After all, it's International Jazz Day today. So I think my predecessor on the show, Exploding Heads, understands that. So that's good. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 or on Shaw Cable 88.5 or on your computer. www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, celebrating International Jazz Day, coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo, doo-dee-oo, doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.